Italy's Meloni ready to help if Vatican agrees to Trump's war mediation plan, date modified colon 2025-05-20T18:13:19.181Z, description colon for now the Holy See says the idea of even hosting talks is more a hope than a concrete plan, comma dot. Italy's Meloni ready to help if Vatican agrees to Trump's war mediation plan, 3 days ago, save. Sarah Rainsford, BBC Rome correspondent, save. Ukrainian presidency handout. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky met Pope Leo at the Vatican earlier this week. Italy has backed President Donald Trump's suggestion the Vatican might mediate talks on negotiating a ceasefire in Ukraine, while he appears keen to step back from the process himself. Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's office said Italy was ready to facilitate contacts and work towards peace in Ukraine, and it viewed positively what it said was the Pope's willingness to host the talks at the Vatican. In fact, there's no firm agreement yet on further discussions. Last Friday's meeting between Russian and Ukrainian officials in Istanbul brought additional demands from Moscow, not progress. Pope Leo said last week the Vatican was always ready to bring enemies together and he would make every effort for peace to prevail. But the Holy See says the idea of hosting, or even mediating, talks which Trump suggested was an option, is more a hope for now than any concrete plan. Reuters, Giorgia Meloni has reacted warmly to U.S. proposals for the Vatican to host peace talks. If direct engagement does continue, Ukraine seems open to the notion of the Vatican as host. Volodymyr Zelensky posted on X on Tuesday that he had talked to Giorgia Meloni, including about possible platforms for talks with the Russians. The Italian Prime Minister had, he said, as always, cool ideas, although he has raised Turkey and Switzerland as alternative venues too. The Kremlin might prefer to stay in Turkey. It talks about a process called Istanbul Plus, styling any talks as a follow-up on the deal initially discussed in Turkey shortly after the full-scale invasion. Those terms, which included Ukraine drastically reducing its own military, would represent capitulation for Kyiv now. But Russia has added more. The plus part means recognition of its annexation of four partially occupied regions of Ukraine as well as Crimea. The actual venue matters little to the Kremlin. All it wants is for the discussion to be on Vladimir Putin's terms. Trump's call with Putin exposes shifting ground on Ukraine peace talks. Zelensky accuses Russia of buying time to stall truce talks. Russia and Ukraine to immediately start ceasefire talks, says Trump. The prospect of meaningful progress, bluntly, looks slim. But might the Vatican lend some extra moral authority in the push for some kind of compromise? The Catholic Church has a history of helping to mediate conflicts and it has already been involved in talks to free prisoners and return Ukrainian children abducted by Russia. Its real input there isn't clear, though, as others have fulfilled the same role. On the other hand, the Vatican, especially any involvement of the new Pope, would introduce a different tone to proceedings. Its quiet style couldn't be further from Donald Trump's capitalized social media posts and his brutal public showdown with Zelensky in the Oval Office. And the setting already seems to have worked wonders on the men's relationship. It was at Pope Francis' funeral that they were snap deep in conversation, heads close, inside St. Peter's Basilica. The Vatican prides itself on its diplomacy, that's why, when others severed ties with Moscow after it began bombing Ukraine, the Catholic Church sent a cardinal envoy to talk to the Kremlin. It made no impact. EPAEFE/REX/Shutterstock, President Trump held impromptu talks with Ukraine's leader at Pope Francis' funeral at St. Peter's Basilica. Pope Francis, like Donald Trump, always avoided openly identifying Russia as the aggressor. Vatican sources say that was to keep the door for dialogue ajar, even when it seemed hopeless. But Francis upset Ukrainians more by suggesting that Russia had been provoked by NATO into its invasion. He then agreed it might be wise for Kyiv to raise the white flag and surrender. For Kyiv, Pope Leo might be a preferable potential peace broker. He is on record as bishop denouncing Russia's invasion as an imperialist war and condemning crimes against humanity being committed by Putin's troops. That's unlikely to faze the Kremlin, if the Vatican were ever to host talks. Putin can explain his position to the Pope, he believes it's just. In his mind, it's Ukraine that's not serious about peace talks, argued Tatiana Stanovaya, from the Carnegie Russia Eurasia Center. I don't believe for one second that the Pope could affect Putin's understanding in any way. At this point, Russia is under no major pressure to give ground. All Donald Trump's talk of punishing Putin for his intransigence has turned into talk of trade with Russia. Offering incentives, not threatening sanctions. It's true that Moscow wanted a lot more. They want Zelensky removed and for the US and EU to stop military aid, but on this, the US has been on Ukraine's side from the Russian perspective, Tatiana Stanovaya says. So Russia is prepared to play the long game, which doesn't involve compromise. If the Pope could help pressure Ukraine, Putin wouldn't have a problem with his involvement, she says. That seems to be the real issue here. It runs far deeper than whether the two sides eat meat or antipasti between hypothetical rounds of fresh talks. War in Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, Vatican City, Russia, Giorgia Meloni, Pope Leo XIV, Italy, Vladimir Putin.